Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Hashtag No Limits. Hashtag No Limits is a show about people who society has placed limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms itself into a butterfly. Then that butterfly has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly. While that is no easy journey, neither is busting through limits that society has placed upon you. I am so incredibly excited today to share my guest with you. My guest is a former student of mine, someone who I am incredibly proud of, and I cannot wait to share his story and his journey with you. If you like this show, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube, and make sure to share this with all of your friends on Facebook and YouTube, because the more shares it has, the higher it goes up in the algorithm, the more people can see it, and the more opportunity that we have to make the world better for all, one IEP or one person at a time. So Colton, thank you so much for joining me today. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Miss Gina, for inviting me. And you know, you have always been very special to me. Yes, I was that student that challenged you every day, but somehow you still always loved and believed in me. I'm now a sophomore in college. I think since the book came out, I had started my first job at Dollar General in town. I graduated high school, and now I spend pretty much all of my time at the baseball field at college doing my dream. I don't play for the team, but I still get to be part of the team.
I so appreciate what you said about me being special to you, because it's most definitely mutual. And yeah, you challenged me a little bit. Okay, maybe more than a little bit, but it was a great challenge. And while you challenged me, I didn't have the hard job. You had the hard job. And when I think about when I first met you, my first introduction to you was, and I'm sure you don't remember this, but my first introduction to you was you were cute as a bug in a rug, but you had the roar of a lion, and you were letting everybody in the school know that you were present and you were unhappy. And to know that about you and to know where you are today is incredible. And it makes me so proud that I have been part of that journey. But again, all the work was done by you. I was just there as a support system, and I'm proud to say that I was able to be part of that support system. So there was a reason that you had a roar like a lion and you were unhappy. Something happened to you at birth. Can you please share what happened at your birth and how that affected you?
I had a traumatic brain injury at birth. Not that I remember any part of when I was born, but the forceps went like this in my head and crushed my head in three areas and the top of my eye. I was flown to Children's Hospital that night, and when my mom and dad was able to get there, the doctors told them that I might not ever walk or talk. And that's sad, but hey, I'm walking and talking perfectly fine right now. So
yes, you are. And I want to read a little bit. I just want to tell our audience a little bit about what happens where your head was crushed. Unaware that you were sideways in the birth canal, the doctor set the forceps on the front and back of your head instead of on the sides like was normal. When you were delivered, your eye was pushed in, bruised and swollen, and there were big indentations on the front and back of your head. but the doctors and nurses told your parents that that was all normal from the use of the forceps. The forceps crush the frontal lobe, and the frontal lobe controls conscious muscle movement, coordinates information from other regions in the brain, facilitates cognitive skills in humans, including emotional expression and problem solving, helps create long-term memories, manages attention and impulse control, and affects personality, speech, judgment, and sexual behaviors. The right side of your body was the physically affected part. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. So you had a reason to be angry when I first met you. And honestly, you could still be really angry about it today, but you have chosen a better, more positive path. And I'm very impressed and proud of you and your whole family for choosing that path. As I mentioned, school, you roared like a lion, but you were cute as a bug. Tell us, what was school like for you?
It was really hard. I remember my mom making me stay up late to finish all of my homework. I just really don't like studying things I don't like. That's when I lose focus. Okay.
Yeah. And you're fine. The computer's working fine. And yeah, most of us don't like doing things we don't like. But I appreciate you being honest about that. How were you treated by your classmates?
I had few friends growing up, even though I think I could kick the kickball further than anyone else. I was always picked last. I had some really bad days and things that happened, but the good thing is I don't remember most of them. I did have some friends that would help me through. Grace Rapp was always so nice to me. Thank you, Grace. Brett would come over and swim and play catch with me. I remember one time Caleb came over and we played lawn toss across the pond. I remember walking to Cooper's to play basketball a lot, and the years we came over when the pool was just opened so we could be the first ones in.
Well, it sounds like you had some good friends growing up, and I'm happy to hear that. I know that you didn't always feel that you had friends around you, so I'm glad that in retrospect, at least, you realize that you did and that they were there with you. And I'm sorry for the bad things that happened. And it's very unfortunate. And I'm hoping by sharing this show and sharing interviews with people like yourself, that hopefully we will do a better job of instructing our own children about people who maybe look different or act different or speak different than what our children do, and that's okay to be different. Different is not wrong. Different is just different. And hopefully through your story and so many like yours, we will change that situation for others, so that others don't feel like you felt and others won't have bad experiences like what you had. How did the teachers treat you?
Well, everyone has their favorites and not their favorites. Some of them just didn't understand me. Duh. I just wanted my homework to be the same as what my classmates got, and I hated when they told me to just do the first five or the odds. Mrs. Chino, you was one of my favorites and toughest teachers. Yep. Now looking back, you and the teachers that pushed me were really the best teachers. Thank you. Mrs. Niemeyer was one of my favorites because I liked her history class, since I liked the weather, I was able to learn all of the states and capitals pretty easy, and she taught me a lot. Mrs. Benoff in high school always made me stay on track, and when other teachers would get upset with me, I remember Mrs. Benoff talking to me and explaining what I was doing wrong and right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you had somebody there to help you with those things. So Mrs. Benoff was a teacher in high school, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
She was actually my, she was my IEP person that helped me.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, yep. I didn't recognize the name as a teacher that I worked with, so I was thinking it had to be at the high school level. Hmm. And yeah, again, it's unfortunate that some teachers don't seem to get someone like yourself who is maybe different in whatever ways than some of the other students. And hopefully this show and sharing your story and the other stories like yours will help everybody have a better understanding and be more welcoming and accepting into their classrooms. So I reached, wait a minute. Nope. How about your family? Sorry.
Well, my mom doing homework with me each night, my dad catching and pitching with me all the time, my brother and his friends having always been nice to me. Thanks, Chase, for picking me to be on your basketball team most of the times. That way I could beat my brother, Connor. Anytime Connor's friends were over, we played blitzball together, and anything else they was all doing, they included me. Thanks, brother. Family is important to me. I call both of my grandparents still every day. We talked about school, the news, sports, and the weather, and I just like to check in on them. Yeah, thanks, Grandma and Grandpa. I like going to my cousin's ball games and cheering them on. It's nice that where I go to college is pretty close to them all.
Yeah, and I know that for you, family is very important. I am friends with your mom on Facebook, and I see that just recently even you were together with a lot of your family, I presume, celebrating Christmas. And not only do you all seem to get along, but from the pictures, it looks like you all like to compete with one another. I saw a ping pong table and what looked like maybe some minute to win it kind of games. I'm trying to think what else I saw. Good food, it looked like. Everybody looked very happy in the pictures while everyone was eating.
Of course, the freezes were the four of us got second and the Woods got beat us in a tie, or we tied at the end of the games, and then we did a darts for the to figure out who would win, and the Woods won.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because I know your family is very sports minded and very skilled in a lot of different sports. So this Woods family must be pretty amazing in order to beat the four of you. So I'm going to have to meet them and see them in some of their competitions, because that's pretty impressive. And yep. I'm really excited for you that, well, for you, but more so for your grandparents, that you call them on a daily basis and talk to them, because so many grandchildren don't hardly ever see their grandparents, let alone take initiative to reach out on their own and call them. And when you talk to them about the weather, I'm going to guess that you probably get the weather predictions more accurate than the weather people do, but we're gonna talk more about that a little bit later on. But just knowing your history with the weather and how accurate you have been before, I have a feeling you've got some good stories that you can share about that.
Yep.
So, in grade school and high school, were you involved in any sports or extracurricular activities?
I played baseball till I was a junior in high school. That was my favorite sport because I can't use my right hand, and I figured out how to pitch with my left arm, switch my glove, and be ready for a ball being hit back to me. I will demonstrate that right now.
Okay.
Ready for the pitch. Do this. And then I throw it like that.
Okay.
And then I really quickly get my glove back ready.
And then, all right.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And yep. I want you to go ahead and finish your answer, but then I think I have a video that I can show of that in action.
I also played basketball, soccer, I played basketball and soccer in grade school. I played basketball and stopped my fifth grade year. And then I played soccer till I think I was like seventh grade, maybe. And then I ran track my sixth, seventh, and eighth grade year of grade school. And then I quit that in high school. And then I ran it came back my junior year and ran track then. And I liked running 5Ks when I was little. And one time after a 5K in eighth grade, I did a punt pass and kick contest. And I found out that I could kick a football pretty far. And someone said I should play football. So I told my mom and dad. My dad thought I was crazy, but my mom said, well, let's go talk to the football coach.
Yeah, I remember you being very fast, and that was before you got on the track team. Sometimes when you were younger and you gave me some of my challenges, it was because you would take off running down the halls and I would have to try to catch you. I do remember, and this is one of my sweetest memories of you. When you were in sixth grade, you tried out for the baseball team and you didn't make the baseball team, but that didn't stop you. For a lot of kids, that would have stopped them. You worked harder. You took the advice that you were given from the coach that year and you worked on skills and you tried out as a seventh grader and you didn't make it as a seventh grader. Again, you could have stopped. Many students definitely did. You again took the advice from the coach as to why you didn't make the team. And there was no special treatment given to you. You had to meet the same criteria per your request as everybody else that made the team. So you took the advice again that was given to you and you tried out your eighth grade year. And the day you found out that you made the team, you came running down the hall to my classroom. My classroom had moved to be into the junior high wing by that point. And you had the biggest grin on your face. And it was such a joy. I mean, I knew what you were going to tell me based on your facial expression before you even told me. And it was just such an amazing moment to share with you and to be part of. And just one of the limits that you had busted through. There were so many. There are so many academically that you have busted through. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but I had to stop myself from crying. So I had to switch gears really quick. So this show is about people busting through limits. Tell us about some of the limits that you have busted through.
Probably being able to live on my own. I always wanted to go away to college. My parents told me that I had to practice first. We have a little apartment above our garage. So, yep, they kicked me out to the loft my senior year. I learned pretty quickly on how to make my own food and do my own laundry. I still don't clean very well, but that's because I don't like to do it. It is a lot of work.
Yes, it is. And the bigger the place you live, the more work it is.
And in high school, I was only able to focus and write about a few sentences at a time. Mrs. Tunyas tried and tried to get me to read and write more, but I just really didn't like it. When I went to college and got my first English assignment to write a four-page paper, I just did it because I knew I had to. And after that, I wrote papers and speeches. And to go more on that, I just literally stopped doing everything and like said, I'm going to do this tonight and I'm going to get it as probably like two pages done possibly. And that's what I stuck to. So, yeah.
And I think you sent it to me and asked me to read it, or maybe that was a high school paper. I don't remember, but I remember in the last 4 or 5 years that you sent me something and asked me to read over it and see if it was kind of going the right way. Do you remember doing that?
That was a speech in college that,
was that it? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I goofed. I said I was going to share the video of you doing the pitching and I forgot to share it. I got all worked up into, so let me find that, really quickly. Okay, so that's the right tab. So I got to share the screen and go through all this fun stuff and make sure I get the right tab to, there it is. Okay. All right, so do you see you on the screen?
Yep.
Okay, so you're the pitcher, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start. Actually, it looks like it kind of started. Let me back up a little bit for some reason. Okay. So everybody watching, keep an eye here. I don't think I can make it bigger? Maybe, there we go. Did that make it a little bigger?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so keep an eye on the guy in the yellow shirt here.
Pitching.
Were they boxing? Or
are
they like in a
street? You got time, you got time. Good job.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess that person yelling, you got time, was mom.
Yeah. You're about to start another video. Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to. Ah, no, stop. Oh, well, that would be a good video to share, but that's not what we're. Okay, that's not what we're doing. And now I do have another video I want to share. When you were in eighth grade, we had a special education week. And two or three days of that week, I had asked different students if they would be willing to come on and talk about their disability and how that has affected them. And you were the one of the ones that had agreed to do that. And we have just a little clip of that. So again, I've got like 50 tabs open here and I'm going to have to find the right one. Hopefully I didn't accidentally close it just a minute ago. Cause I closed a couple of things. Okay. I think this is the right one. Nope. That's not it. That's not the right one. All right. Technical difficulties here. Sorry. All right. So that's the baseball one. Uh-oh. I closed a different one then that I didn't mean to close earlier. That's not good. Okay. Sorry about this, folks. This is, as you can tell, I am not a computer expert. So, there it is. Okay. All right. So this is you in eighth grade and this is me. My goodness, don't we look young? and hopefully,
I wonder if the voice changed on it.
Yeah. And I hope that you can hear it. If you can't hear it, let me know. I don't remember if I clicked to share the audio or not.
Do you have any words of wisdom to share with the students on how to best deal with
anyone
who is different?
Yep.
Okay.
Just reading number two, always be nice to everyone because you never know what they have been through.
Is there anything else you would like to say or want all of us to know?
Even if someone looks like they can't do something, don't come out just like me. I want to thank everyone for pushing me. My mom, dad, family, friends, teachers, and you.
Carlton, it is
all right, so hopefully now I'm not screen sharing anymore. Goodness gracious. Okay, like I said, I have way too many tabs open. So tell us, did anything change for you after that video, and how did you feel after sharing that video?
Well, first of all, my voice and your voice has definitely changed in that video. But looking back at this video, I remember after it was all done, I felt special. I got to let everyone know about me, and I think my classmates understood because they were giving me high fives and hugs.
Yes, and I remember when that was finished that there were several teachers and our administrator that helped put on the announcements every morning, and some of them, as well as some of the other teachers in the district, told me afterwards that they had no idea about what your life had been prior to them knowing you at our school and having been your teacher, and how impressed and proud they were of you for everything that you had already overcome. And it changed some of their approaches to how they taught you for the rest of that year. I know that, you know, that was already eighth grade and there wasn't a lot of the year left. I think we did this in October. I don't remember exactly, but I think that changed them and how they not only approached you, but how they approached other students who learned differently after you. And so, again, I want to thank you for sharing that that year and for changing people's lives. I remember a student coming up to me and saying how courageous she thought you were for sharing your story in that way. And I agreed then, and I still agree today. And it really does mean a lot to me that you are here with me and sharing your story with everybody again, because as I said in the kind of promotion for this, your story has not been an easy one, but it is definitely an inspiring one. Okay, I got to switch because I'm going to start crying again. So one thing I remember about you is that you have always been interested in the weather. I reached out to one of your former teachers and she told me the story of going to a baseball game with you. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah. And in kindergarten, I should have said something about Mrs. Clark earlier. She was one of my teachers that understood me. If I was losing focus, she knew that she could ask me a Cardinals baseball stat or ask how Pujols was doing or ask me about the weather. So when the school year was over, I remember my mom asking what I wanted to get her for her teacher gift. And I said, of course, to take her to a Cardinals game. So we all went. We was all walking into the stadium, and I told them a storm was going to be coming and we would probably be delayed for a while. Around 6:10 and at 6:12, the tarps started going on the field.
Yeah, and that kind of relates to what I said before about your accuracy probably being better than a lot of the meteorologists that we see on television, because you have many stories like that where you just looked out and you just knew that there was something coming or that the weather was going to change. And something that, excuse me, I remember that I did not do very well for you as your teacher. You talked about Ms. Clark and how she would, she recognized the effect that the weather had on you, but she saw that in a positive effect, where myself and many other teachers for the first few years that we had you, we didn't realize what a good effect the weather had on you. We knew it was something that drew your focus and attention. And so mistakenly, we tried to keep you away from the window and we tried to have the blinds closed or the shades pulled so that you couldn't see the weather.
I did not like that.
And we didn't realize for a couple of years, and again, this was bad on me, that you needed to see what was happening because the weather had a calming effect on you. You, in order for you to sort of, I guess, maybe feel in control a little bit, you needed to know what the weather was doing. Because what you would do when we would have the windows, have you seated away from the window and the shades drawn, was you would still get up and try to go look out the window. And so finally we're like, well, let's just let him look at the window, out the window all the time and see what that does. And that was able to help your focus because then you could see it anytime you wanted to. It was always on your mind. Us blocking your view of it didn't take that off of your mind. It just almost made it more to the forefront because then you couldn't even see what was happening. And I think we did a disservice to you, and I apologize that we didn't catch that sooner. But I'm glad that we did eventually catch it, and hopefully we were, you know, we helped you later on in life. So I remember that you got to do the weather. So what you all saw a few minutes ago in the video was the school that Colton went to had morning announcements, and that's where we did this special education week, and you got to do the weather on the morning announcements a couple of times. Are you still interested?
Yes. I think I have like 15 weather apps on my phone and I check in on the Weather Channel all of the time. I keep my family updated on their weather and when they need to take cover, much like I did on December 10th when my mom told me we were all surprising Dad and taking him to Top Golf, which that was a zoo. That was awesome.
In December, you wouldn't think that the Top Golf place would be so busy, but we had an unusually warm early December.
Yeah, because obviously the warm weather, obviously when we're supposed to be cold, creates the storms because of the colder air down or up high and the warm air colliding, and it creates storms and tornadoes and that stuff. The colder air aloft and the warmer air on the ground.
You know your weather. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. Much like, yeah, so, then she said we would be fine, but after 45 minutes of playing, we were all taken to a beer storage area for 45 minutes with a tornado spotted across the street. And whenever I heard that, I looked at my phone and tried to find a live coverage of something that they were showing on that thing, but I could not find one.
Because why? What did you want to do?
Because I wanted to go out and take photos of it and spot it, my own eyes.
Right. And did that happen?
No, because the cop came in or came up to the Top Golf entrance door and said, "Everybody in. We need to take shelter."
So that just tells me as a bystander how nearby the tornado was and how serious of an event this was that they had the police that would say, no, you gotta stay, man, for your own safety. That's a crazy story to me. Do you know why the weather interests you so much?
My mom said that when I was little, I didn't like watching cartoons or Disney. We was at one of her friends' houses, and the Weather Channel was on, and I just sat and watched it till we left, which I'd probably still do that today because, like, even though they literally do the same talking and the same stuff every hour. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we was at one of her friends' houses and the Weather Channel was on, and I just sat there and watched it till we left. So that's then what she always turned on for me to watch whenever I was little. And
you would still sit and watch the Weather Channel all day now if you could.
Yep.
Well, maybe you can, you know, do something on the Weather Channel. But so do you think you will do something related to weather for your career?
I would love to, but I think a meteorologist needs like 6 years of college.
Wow.
And I definitely don't love college enough to do that. So probably after May, I'm going to look for a job that I can start right after or right away, maybe with delivery or if I could work at Busch Stadium. But if someone is watching and they have an idea on a weather job with no more college, hook me up.
So when you finish, you'll have had 2 years of college. Are you able to combine those 2 years of college into what's called an associate's degree?
Yeah, but I won't have enough credits to graduate. So that's why we're going to try to find a delivery job or like maybe UPS or.
Yeah.
Or maybe work with the Cardinals and possibly do something that is on the field, which would be cool.
Maybe you could be their groundskeepers and help them know when the weather was coming and when they would need to be ready.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, I think that would be really awesome for you. So we've kind of veered off a little bit of school life, but let's get back to school life. Was high school the same or different as grade school? Did you play any sports in high school, and what was your favorite if you did?
I liked having more freedom in high school. I still didn't have a lot of friends outside of school and sports, though. For I think it was my 17th birthday, I texted some guys to see if they wanted to hang out after the last day of school. Most of them texted me back that they already had plans or had to work, but Caleb Zerlini texted me, and when I told him that he was the only one that could come over, he asked if it would be okay if he brought some of his friends over. I thought maybe they would stay for, or my mom thought they would stay for a couple hours, but we played bards. Pool basketball, and blitzball for about 5 hours. It was a great day that day. Oh.
Yeah.
I almost had to kick them out. They were
there. Well, I mean, your birthday is at the end of the school year. So, you know, you probably didn't have to go to school the next day or have to get up early. So they were ready to party. It was your 17th birthday.
Yeah. The 22nd is either the last day of school and we can party, or you're either having to study all night, which obviously what we learned from before, I do not like to study. So that.
Right. And I'm sure it has to be worse if you would have to do that on your birthday too. That would not be fun.
Yeah. That would be awful.
Yeah. So what did the high school teachers do for you?
I liked that in high school, teachers didn't watch everything I did. Dr. Fouch was really cool and said something funny to me each day. Thanks, Dr. Fouch. Always put a smile on my face. Always.
That's awesome. I've heard he's a really great superintendent. I'm glad he was there for you.
Yep. He was actually my principal whenever.
Oh, that's right.
Till maybe, I think it was like my senior year, I think. And then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Dr. Fouch was really cool and said some funny things each day. In high school, my junior year, when I didn't make the baseball team, I called my mom and told her. She then told me that she was sorry, but I said, "Don't worry, I already joined the track team. I've already asked." Or basically, as soon as I found out, I walked out to the practice and talked to the track coach about it, and I liked football the best, though, because it made me feel like I was part of a huge family, and like we'd have team meals on Thursday nights right before the football or the Friday night game, which obviously my freshman year we wouldn't, or obviously the freshmen were playing during Thursday or during the team meal, so we couldn't go to the team dinner. So basically my sophomore year, junior year, and senior year, I was able to be a part of the team dinner on
that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have a video of your senior speech at your football banquet. I'm going to play that now, I think. We'll see how this works. I think I have it ready. I think I'm on the right screen. That looks like you, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me make that bigger, and here we go. Hopefully you can hear it. Let me know if you can't hear it.
Okay.
Is that anyone with all abilities
has a place? I can't hear it.
Okay. It's a really quiet video, but it's possible that I did not, sometimes there's a button when I'm sharing the screen that gives me the option to share the audio, and I did not click it that time, so maybe that was the problem. Let's try it again. Can you hear it now?
I mean, I can't hear it, but I can barely hear it.
Yeah,
Press that audio thing on the bottom left.
Bottom left. This one?
Yep. That's all the way up.
Yeah, that's all the way up.
Is your computer all the way up?
Yep. It's always come across really quiet every time I've ever watched it. So I don't know.
Maybe it's my quiet voice. That I'm fine.
Maybe.
During
grade school, I was always determined to try everything, even when people said I couldn't. I was always there to cheer on my team, even when
I don't know.
Made fun of me. The thing is, being part of a team means I am.
Can those of you that are watching hear it?
For some reason, God didn't bless me with two strong legs or two strong hands, a brain that can remember it. But he blessed me with heart and determination. I have learned that even on the bad days,
I can kind of hear it.
Okay. Your brother says he can hear it, so.
To all my teammates and their families cheering for me when I took the field. The support my team and coaches always gave me. Even when I would ask questions over and over and would say jokes that probably made no sense to anyone but my teammates and coaches were understanding. I am the meteorologist of the football team. The good thing is meteorologists can miss the forecast. I am predicting tomorrow night it will be 54 degrees at kickoff.
I heard that really good.
I will always remember our winning the Melbourne Bowl in 2016, beating Columbia in 2018 to get the Lokia Conference champs, and scoring the first touchdown against Raptors. Some bullshit things I thought of. I will come back next year and watch Johnny do the Colton Shuffle after he tackles someone. Tyler still never learned that I don't like my dad hit, even if I do something good or stupid. Dad, thanks for teaching me how to grip the football the right way. Thanks for Riley for teaching me how to tie my shoes faster my freshman year. Always keep an extra towel in the locker room, because at some point someone will take yours. My brother and I play on the same team, and for him helping me out all the time, kicking so much at practice in the summer that I would always wear my soles off my shoes. I think I went through 3 to 4 pairs each year, keep my teammates sticking up for me off the football field. My family support for coming to games even if I wasn't playing. Our teammates with injuries over the last 4 years who still stood by the team and cheered on the rest of the players throughout the year. Our lost teammates and lost family members. Over the last 4 years, our team carries together and stays strong for each other through it all. A team is a winning team when they have heart and determination and is always there for each other. That's what this computer football family means to me. Now let's go beat those Heron Tigers and win the first game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so sorry that the audio didn't come through as well. So I think if it's okay with your mom, I'll put the YouTube link to that in the chat boxes so that if anyone is watching and they weren't able to hear it very well, that you can just go watch it yourself on the YouTube channel where it's listed. So last year around this time, I interviewed Coach Short, which was the coach that was sitting behind you on hashtag No Limits. And his words about your speech were that if he could have written a script for a player's speech, it would have been exactly what you said. He went on to say that it is players like you, the players that don't get all the play time, but who show up every day and work hard, is what makes a team a team, what makes a family a family. He is proud of you, and to know you is a great privilege in his life. You changed him, and he is thankful. How does that make you feel?
This makes me feel happy when other people don't look at me and having no disability, but seeing my work ethic and heart. I got to start picking on freshman and JV teams, but my varsity year, I knew it would be hard to be the starting kicker, but Coach Short found some games to put me in, and my first varsity extra point was probably my biggest thing ever for me, which I did make it. I did make that. What?
So I was sharing while you were doing that, I was pulling up the picture. Can you tell us what's happening in this picture? Can you see it?
I was very happy, and I basically jumped about that's probably the highest jump I've ever jumped.
So this is you running off the field after you kicked that extra point?
Yeah.
So that's a really awesome picture, and it was, I'm sure, a great feeling for that to happen for you. And I'm I'm so excited that that happened for you. One more thing that Coach Short and I helped you achieve was being chosen for the Night of Superstars. Can you tell us about that experience?
The Night of Superstars is a night where the candidates are acknowledged for accomplishments despite having challenges. We got to ride around the city of St. Louis in a limo. I walked the red carpet and signed so many autographs that I thought my hand was about to fall off. We then went on stage and they told our story, and then we danced the rest of the night. My whole family was able to come, and it was so awesome, which actually my grandma from Florida actually surprised me that night, which was...
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. And I even got a scholarship from their foundation my first semester at college also.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's great news. I'm really proud of you again for being able to have that. And so we've covered quite a bit of your life so far, but we really haven't touched much on college. And what year are you again? And what are you studying? And are you involved in extracurricular activities there?
I'm a sophomore at John A. Logan College. I don't think school is really for me. So before May, I'm going to start looking for some job options. A lot of people really don't want to work these days, so I think it would just be a good timing to just get a job. I help with the baseball team. I'm usually the first one there because I have to get the water out, and that is very heavy. It's a 5-gallon container that is very heavy.
That explains your bulking up that you've done since I saw you last.
Yep. I really like when I get to shag balls, play catch with the guys, and when Coach Soup lets me pitch from the mound. I hang out with some of the baseball players and some of the girls on the basketball and softball teams. Also, I'm single and looking for a girlfriend, but I have some really nice friends also.
Well, that's good. You'll find the right girl when it's time. And I reached out to Coach Kyle, and I asked him about you and the situation there at Logan. And he told me that when you first came into the program, you were there coming as a tour of the college to see what they had. And his wife is the person that you met first. And she brought you over to him and to the baseball field and said, you know, this kid is interested. And he said from the moment he met you, he could tell there was something different about you. And he told you what you would need to do in order to be part of the team. And from that point forward, you did everything that he told you to do. Plus, you had initiative to reach out to him and check in with him. And he said most students don't do that. They may express interest and he'll tell them what to do, but then they just drop off the face of the grid, basically. And so he knew that you really wanted to be on the baseball team. And he's very happy that you're there. You make their family whole. You are able to be teased and you teased back. He says you're a lot of fun and you're always cracking jokes and making the team laugh, and that you do a little bit of everything, which you talked about, that you are the baseball team's student manager. And so he just had nothing but praise to talk about with me about you, which I really wasn't expecting anything different. So I was glad to hear that that was the case. Have there been any challenges you have had to overcome since starting college?
Yes, it was hard with basically all of my classes my first year being online from COVID. It was hard for me to focus and learn when I didn't have anyone to ask for help, and they could just show me all I could do was email the teachers to ask for help.
Right. And yeah, the whole COVID experience freshman year of college was quite a difficult season for a lot of college students. Do you get any help in college like you did in high school?
They have a program there to have tutors and longer test time, but it's different than high school and grade school because you do have to do all homework and tests just like everyone else. I like that, but I have figured out that it is getting a little tough for me, especially math classes.
Well, I'm right there with you with college math classes. It took me a couple of years to get through some of those college math classes. And so don't worry if you have to try them again. And even if you don't continue to go full time, maybe you can continue to go part time and finish up that 6 years for a meteorology degree is a long time. But you can do it. I know you can if you set your mind to it and it's something you really want to do. So, Colton, what words of encouragement do you want to say to someone who might be going through a life something similar to yours?
Get involved and you will have more friends. Do the best that you can be. Don't compare yourself to others. Just work harder for you. Love family because they will always be the ones there for you. And never give up, because if you give up, you can't ever see what you would have done. So never give up.
That is very true. And it is definitely how you live your life. I have always been impressed with you and the fact that you are always trying to, and I'm going to use a track term here, PR, get a better personal record than the last time, or performance record. I'm not sure what the P always stands for, but
personal record.
Okay. and you have always done that. You have always, as long as I've known you, tried to be better today than you were yesterday. And you have always put every ounce of energy and time needed in order to do that. And it's been a true pleasure to know you all of these years. Colton, is there anything else you want to say that you haven't been able to today?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to yawn.
That's okay.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to introduce my family in the beginning, but they have been sitting here today the whole time. Always. That's what we do for each other. We support each other, just like whenever I watch my brother Connor play baseball and football. Here Connor is. Thank you, brother. I always will support you and anything you ever do.
For you too.
Yep. And yes, I tell him when he does good and when he does bad. But I can't wait for him to make it big someday in baseball. My mom, and I always love you too. Yep. And she's always a good supporter of me and everything I do. And then also my dad. Yep. And yep.
Hey,
yep. Knocked the hat off of me. Look at that hair. Yep. Thank you all that have been listening, and thank you, Miss Kino, for all that you've done, and I will never forget this, and I'll always love all of the work that you've always done for me, and thanks for getting me to where I'm at.
Well, Colton, it's been a tremendous honor to be part of your life and to be part of your journey, and I'm so, so incredibly proud of you, and I'm not the only one. this message came in. It's from Denise. She says, very proud, Colton, of all the many accomplishments you have completed and many more you will do in the future. You are an awesome person. You have worked so hard. Keep up the hard work, and you have the determination not to give up. And this message came in that your Grandpa Barry was liking this. So I wanted to share that with you as well. I can't tell you what it has meant to me to have you on today and for you to share with the world all the wonderful things that I have always seen in you and knew that you could do and knew that you could be. And I appreciate everybody who has joined today and those who have commented. Thank you, Connor, Roger, and Charity for all the support and love that you have given Colton and to me over the years. You guys are a very special part of my life. And on that note, everybody, join me next week. I will have Meredith Mitchell of Meredith Mitchell's Methods. She is a master IEP coach like myself. And she is someone who has dyslexia, and she has done a tremendous job of working with those who also have dyslexia. So again, thank you all so very much. Colton, I love you and your family. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Yep.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.